everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone.
Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And Joshy's biggest fan.
It's nice to see Josh at the big boy table. Thank you, everybody. Keep up the good work, Josh.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, Tony Wendorf and Associates, and Smart 18 Union.
Missed Adam Schefter yesterday, but fear not, he is with us this morning. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing today?
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
We're doing good. I think you can probably hear in our voice this morning a tinge of frustration, and unfairly, right? But obviously, Micah Parsons is such an important, enormous part of the Packers' plans this year. It's understandable why fans and the like would want him back as soon as possible, but also understanding it's a serious knee injury that he is recovering from, and you want him to be 100% so that he doesn't have any setbacks once he does come back. So again, yesterday, Micah Parsons says, you know, essentially the 9 month is the timeline. Do you remember when Adrian Peterson came back after 9 months and we thought it was a medical marvel?
It just froze here.
Uh-oh.
Does Adam have us? Adam, you got us? Check, check, 1, 2.
It looks like he's resetting.
Okay.
What a start today.
Yeah, this is great.
Well, it was a medical marvel, by the way.
Well, it was.
Well, because, yeah, that was like sick. Because he tore it week 16 or 17, and he was back and ran for 2,000 yards the next year.
9 months.
Yeah. Well, it was less than that, I think.
I'm pretty sure it was nine, because at the time, it was a year recovery for most ACLs.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back in 9 months, and we were like, whew.
Looks like we've got Adam back.
Now. Oh, good. Adam, you're back. Okay. Go ahead.
Adrian Peterson is a freak. And not to say that Micah Parsons isn't a freak. He is. He's a freak in his own way. But people have different pain thresholds, and people manage injuries differently, and people navigate different. Plus, I believe Micah had his ACL and his LCL. So that's pretty significant. And not only that, but he revealed yesterday that he had to undergo an additional meniscus surgery. So clearly, it was an extensive knee injury. Like, this is not run-of-the-mill ACL, simple ACL, back soon as you can be. There's more to this knee injury, and he's a thoroughbred. You want to make sure that your thoroughbred is able to run the way he needs to and the way he has to be back on the football field. So there are a whole host of factors. So you look at the Packers' schedule. They open at Minnesota. He's not going to play that game. They play at the Jets. He's not going to play that game. They play Atlanta at home, at Tampa. Chicago at home in the fifth week of the season. Dallas. Boy, Chicago, Dallas, like, I'll bet that's the area he's circling, right, on the calendar. That'd be my guess. Like, I don't think he's going to miss that Dallas game. That's just I don't know that. Just going to guess that off the top of my head.
Adam, what are you hearing about Aaron Donald?
Well, quite a lot, because when the trade happened, obviously, that was one of the things that came up. And Aaron Donald's 35, and I asked somebody with the Rams, could this happen? And they're like, we can't afford to pay him. We're already over budget and not going to happen. And then you spoke to other people like, well, other teams like, you could always find the money. And I think that Aaron Donald has to decide first and foremost that he wants to do that. Okay, he has to make the decision at 35 after being out of football for a couple of years. I'm ready to go play again. I want to go do this. That's the first factor. He's not there yet. Is he thinking about it? Yeah, he is. Could he get there? Absolutely. I think he'd go either way. I tend to think that he's going to do it. It's just a gut feeling. Like, when these things come up and they're saying it's possible, That usually tells you it's realistic, and I think it's realistic in this case. And he's not there yet. And people have said, oh, later in the season, well, Aaron Donald's a full throttle guy. Like, I don't think he's just going to say, I'm going to walk into the team in November. I think if he's doing it, he's doing it. He's going to be a camp, and they'd be smart about it. Like, that's the other thing. He's not coming in like a rookie and going through two-a-days or every practice. Like, they'd be resting him a lot. It'd be controlled. He would have more veteran days off than anybody. So I think they could manage it, make it worth his while. The question is, you know, could it and would it be worth his while financially? Because that would be a little bit of a struggle. How do you pay that guy who's used to making a lot? It's going to be one of those things that's out there for a few weeks, and we'll see what he decides.
He's probably driven by the ring, though, right, Adam? Because, I mean, you look at the Rams were Super Bowl favorites, I believe, before they signed Garrett. Now they're definitely Super Bowl favorites, and you add Aaron Donald, and they're even bigger Super Bowl favorites.
You know what? You know, here's the way I look, and I've not spoken to Aaron Donald about this, and I don't know, you know, what he's doing, but I remember Peter Schrager made the point the other day on Get Up that his plans when he got out of football were to become like a Hollywood movie star and do some movies. Have you seen a movie with Aaron Donald since he's been retired? I don't recall any. And so if you've been out of the game 2 years and you haven't turned into the Rock that some people were saying you could, where is he going to get more adulation, satisfaction, camaraderie, highs than going to play football for that team this year? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And that's why ultimately I'm like, I won't be surprised if he comes around on it. But he might decide, you know, 35, that time of my life is past. He could do that. But it's just, it's kind of out there. It's just floating. And the fact that it is floating tells me that it is certainly possible.
Adam Schefter joining us on a Thursday instead of a Wednesday, but he's still brought to you by Tony Wendorf & Associates. Just like the moves made in the pros, Tony Wendorf & Associates, Keller Williams, helps people make their own big moves each and every day. Trusted knowledge, superior service. They're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. If you're looking to buy or sell a house, make the move. Get in touch with Tony Wendorf & Associates. So with all the Micah stuff going on and kind of the timeline being a little bit more solidified, at least with him speaking yesterday, Shefty, part of the rumors that have been swirling around Green Bay, oh, maybe they're interested in Josh Sweat. Is Josh Sweat going to be on the move from the Arizona Cardinals, his former head coach, now the defensive coordinator, and Jonathan Gannon in Green Bay? And yesterday, your colleague in Ian Rappaport said, nope, he's not going anywhere. What have you heard on Josh Sweat? Was that ever a possibility that he was going to get traded from Arizona to potentially the Packers?
I've always been told that nothing was close, and there may be reports now, maybe Ian's saying now, like, it not happening, and that's probably where it's at today. Could it change? It's possible. It wouldn't shock me if it changed down the line. I don't think a trade's close now. How many times have we heard people saying we're not trading somebody, not happening, and then only Myles Garrett?
I was about to say, I think, okay? You're describing the Myles Garrett situation right now, Shefty.
So like, if that's happening, anything's always possible. But I have not heard any team being close right now on Josh Sweat. I was told last week nothing was imminent at all. And we'll see if and when there's movement as we get closer to camp, I guess.
Any idea what the asking price from Arizona is?
Well, they say they're not trading him. But if Josh Sweat were going to be traded today, what's my guess? Oh, I actually would like to ask people before I would answer that, because I don't like to just blindly throw out something. How old is Josh Sweat?
29.
What did Jonathan Grenard go for? 2 threes?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would guess.
Okay.
Adam Schefter.
Similar compensation to Jonathan Grenard.
Adam Schefter joining us now on the Yuengling Hotline, the oldest brewery in America, now officially in Wisconsin. DG Yuengling & Sons, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly. Yesterday, Russell Wilson confirms he is retiring from the NFL, joining the CBS broadcast team. And per usual, Adam Schefter, when it comes to Russell Wilson, there was some, you know, eye rolling. Why do you think Russell Wilson gets that type of reception? Here in Wisconsin, obviously, he was a member of a Rose Bowl team. He was wildly successful, you know, transferred to Wisconsin when Wisconsin was not a hotbed destination for top tier quarterbacks. How do you square the reaction to Russell Wilson?
Well, first of all, Jen, he didn't say he was retiring, and he just said he was leaving football right now. Now, do I think that there's going to be another team in November that gets into a situation that needs a starting quarterback and is calling Russell? I don't expect that. But we've seen Philip Rivers come out of retirement. And again, I don't think that's going to happen with Russell, but he didn't say the words retirement. And in fact, yesterday when I said to somebody, this video is a retirement video, they're like, no, this is just him saying he's going to CBS Sports.
Well, just so you're aware, on ESPN.com, you know,
yeah,
hopefully a valued resource for information regarding sports, it does say Russell Wilson confirms he's retiring from the NFL. So, again, I understand the nuance that you're expressing here.
Hold on.
I just want to know the information that is out there.
On ESPN.com where it says Russell Wilson confirms he's retiring. There, I'm going to guess, is there a quote in there from Russell saying I'm retiring? Or are they saying the video posted is him retiring?
10-time Pro Bowl quarterback Russell Wilson confirmed Wednesday in a video posted to social media that he is retiring from the NFL. Sorry, I'm just reading the article here, man.
Yeah, well, let me correct the article. The article is incorrect. It's incorrect. He is leaving football for right now. He did not announce his retirement. And in his mind, we all think that he probably won't play again. The overwhelming chances of everyone. He did not say the words retire. People took it that way. But no, he didn't confirm he's retiring. He confirmed he's leaving football to go to see. I have a text from one of his right people. I said to them, is this retirement? No, he said he's confirming he's going to CBS Sports. So I know where I'm getting my information as opposed to me assuming that the video is a retirement video.
Adam, Josh Jacobs.
Again, but I just want to be very clear. I don't think he will play again, and I think that is his unofficial retirement. So it's a technicality, but he didn't announce his retirement.
So you think it's more accurate, I just want to make sure we're all clear here, you think it's more accurate to say that Russell Wilson dropped a video on social media confirming his job with CBS Sports.
That he's leaving the NFL to go to work at CBS Sports. My next paragraph would be, nowhere in there did Russell Wilson say he's retiring, and I believe that he is open in the event, he's not going to say that with his new employer, but he is going to be open to any team that might call with the right opening at the right time. Do I think that's going to happen? I don't. I'm sure we don't. Like, he was a free agent on the street. In his mind, the way he thinks, which I have an idea of the way he thinks sometimes, he thinks he can play again. He thinks that he's better than some of these quarterbacks. He thinks some teams should be and potentially will be calling him. And he, in his mind, is leaving the door open to the idea that the perfect situation comes along. But he's not going to say that. So it's not a retirement video.
Adam, Josh Jacobs returned to OTA practice. We believe that the meat of the charges won't actually come to fruition. He may get a disorderly ticket or something like that. Does that still open him up to a 6-game suspension?
It's a great question. And the NFL, the CBA, says the baseline suspension for any domestic incident is 6 games. My guess is the league will look into it, and if there's any activity that it deems that is a violation, yes, it could and would be 6 games. Now, I'm sure that his lawyers are working very hard to take care of everything right now. You know, make sure that the case is handled the right way, all those things like that. So we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, I think if there's any sort of violation like that, it's 6 games.
Our conversation with Adam Schefter brought to you by Smart 18, the union for Wisconsin's sheet metal workers. If you want to earn more, build a career in the trades, this is where it starts. Better pay, incredible benefits, real training, real representation. This isn't just a job, it's a future. Learn more at smart18.work. All right, Schefty, the finals, it's here. Have you found your way into the building for games 3 or 4?
It sounds like it may happen.
Okay.
One of our bosses reached out and invited me. I've just got to figure out next week if and when I can make that happen. I appreciate them thinking of me. It sounds like I've got a chance to be at one of those games.
I got tickets to a game in San Antonio.
What?
You did, huh?
Yeah.
Are you going? Friday night?
My wife works with the legal counsel for the Spurs, who was nice enough to offer up tickets, but...
Wow.
Yeah, I'm out.
You're out, huh?
I mean, Shefty, you have to realize that this is also the guy that once turned down an invite to play Augusta National, so he likes to stay home.
Chewy does his own thing. Chewy, you're invited to Long Island to come play golf with me if you want. Anytime, you let me know when you're going to do that.
Notice Adam only extended that offer once he knew the likelihood of him accepting it was low.
No. That is incorrect. That is incorrect.
Sure.
I'm not. Hey, listen, Chewy.
Yeah.
Anytime you're in the New York area, you let me know.
Okay.
Anytime you want to play golf, you let me know.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go.
Adam, we appreciate you taking the time this morning. We know we got you at an unusual time, but it's always good to have your insight on the league.
I appreciate having me, and I appreciate you being flexible. We'll be back to normal next week.
All right. That's Adam Schefter. Hangs out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy every single week right here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
And he's brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino, a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee. With everything you like to do in one awesome location, visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience.